Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurboNews. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Elevating wines to new heights. The Consorzio Tutela Vini dell'Altripo Pavese traces its roots back to the spring of 1977, emerging as an evolution from the pre-existing Consorzio Voluntary Protection of the Wines of the Hills dell'Altripo Pavese. This transformation marked a pivotal moment, signaling a strategic shift towards fostering a wine renaissance in the Altripo region. Embracing a vision centered on quality, distinctiveness, and the authentic expression of terroir, the Consorzio embarked on a journey to elevate the wines of Altripo to new heights. What sets Altripo Pavese apart is its diverse terroir, where ancient soils and microclimates nurture a mix of grape varieties. From the robust intensity of Nebbiolo to the delicate allure of Pinot Noir, every wine tells a story of its origin, reflecting the unique character of this land. The consortium goes beyond just making wine. It's about celebrating craftsmanship and love for winemaking, highlighting the enduring bond between people and vines. By blending innovation with tradition, they enhance the quality and uniqueness of Altripo Pavese wines. Their efforts extend beyond the harvest. They actively promote Altripo Pavese wines internationally, organizing tastings in major cities and offering immersive vineyard visits. The notable wines from Consorzio Tutela Vini Altripo Pavese include Bonarda. This is a red wine made primarily from the Bonarda grape variety, also known as Croatina. It's typically a fruity and medium-bodied wine with soft tannins. Barbera. Barbera is another red wine produced from the Barbera grape and is known for its vibrant acidity, making it a versatile wine that pairs well with a variety of foods. Buttafuoco. This is a traditional red wine blend, typically made from a combination of Barbera, Croatina, and Uvarera grapes. It tends to be robust and full-bodied with good aging potential. Pinot Nero, Pinot Noir. Pinot Nero wines are made from the Pinot Noir grape variety that often exhibit red fruit flavors with hints of spice and earthiness. Riesling. While less common, some producers also cultivate Riesling grapes, producing aromatic and crisp white wines with floral and fruity notes. My personal opinion. Quaquarini Francesco. Sang di Giuda dell'Altripo Pavese DOC 2022. Quaquarini Francesco is a vineyard in Lombardy, Italy, nestled among the picturesque hills and vineyards of the Altripo Pavese region. It combines tradition with innovation to create high-quality wines. The vineyard carefully tends to its grapes, crafting exceptional wines that reflect the region's unique terroir. Using local grape varieties like Sang di Giuda and Pinot Nero, the winery captures the essence of Altripo Pavese's winemaking heritage. The vineyard also prioritizes sustainability, preserving the land's beauty and biodiversity for future generations. As a result, it produces outstanding wines appreciated by wine lovers worldwide, showcasing the region's winemaking excellence. Notes. In the glass, the wine presents an alluring ruby-red hue, captivating the eye with its radiant brilliance. The bouquet unfolds a mélange of aromas, showcasing the essence of very ripe red berries and cherries that are entwined with delicate notes of candied violets and subtle floral undertones enriching the aromatic profile. This Sang di Giuda displays a vivacious personality, bursting with exuberant fruit flavors. The palate finds strawberries and cherries, accented by hints of cranberry and a subtle zest of citrus, infusing the experience with a refreshing vibrancy. Its chewy sweetness is counterbalanced by a lively acidity, creating a harmonious interplay of flavors and textures. The finish unfolds with a lingering sweetness, leaving a tantalizing trail of lusciously ripe cherry essence that lingers on the palate. The wine pays homage to the region's notable winemaking heritage, offering a charming and accessible representation of this style. With its lively fruit character, sweetness, and invigorating acidity, it promises a unique drinking experience. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. This is part 3 of a 3-part series. Read part 1 here, Slow Wine in Italy, A Passing Fad or Essential Evolution? Read part 2 here, The Old Italian Wine Secret Finally Revealed. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.